Lifetime Pictures presents. The sun shines over a forest. From above the treetops, a shape appears on the forest floor. A woman in a red sweater lays on the ground. The wind blows through the dead leaves surrounding her. Day turns into night. The woman is motionless. Her blue eyes are open. There's dirt on her nose. She wears a wedding ring. Her eyes stare ahead. She has ligature marks on her neck. Patrol car lights flash nearby. A group of men advance through the forest using flashlights.
Hey guys, so this way. Guys.
They scan the ground with their lights.
Where she is?
They come upon the woman. They're police officers. One leans down and brushes leaves off her hair.
Dispatch, we're gonna need your corner.
The officer gapes.
She's breathing.
She's breathing! Call an ambulance!
Dispatch, we need an ambulance.
You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay.
They cover her with a jacket.
Help's on the way.
Yep. Get a pulse.
The ambulance arrives. They lay the woman on the stretcher. They carry her off. The officers get back in their car. Title: Left for Dead, The Ashley Reeves Story. A couple runs towards her.
It's her. Ashley? What happened? Ashley, are you okay? Can you hear me?
Stay here. Stay right here. She's in good hands. She's in good hands. Okay? Take good care of her.
A doctor speaks to an officer.
I've never seen this level of brutality in my life. No one could survive this.
What happened?
The woman cries. The officer speaks to the couple.
They're doing everything they can.
Thank you.
The sheriff walks away.
Oh, God.
As she's wheeled down the hallway, Ashley flashes back to being a passenger in a car with her head out the window. Text on screen. 2 months earlier. The driver of the Jeep is a man.
What?
It's not how the song goes.
They park in front of a house.
Yeah, how do you know?
You always get the words wrong, I swear.
You should consider maybe it was the songwriter who actually got him wrong, so.
You're ridiculous.
I mean, songs are, they're about feelings, right?
He stares in her eyes. They both lean in and kiss.
Ashley! You guys hit the rules?
All right, we better go.
The woman from the hospital's at the door.
Yeah, I got him, Mom.
Okay, dinner is ready.
Here we go.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Oh, no, you're just in time.
Hey. Yeah,
Hey, Ash, did you or Andy bring the tongs?
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, Ness.
Hey. Ed says hi. Sorry, I couldn't make it.
I gotta get that more back home.
Everyone sits at the dining table.
What?
Sure. Red one. It's a long story.
Potatoes. Ashley's mom forces a smile. Ashley smiles at her boyfriend across the table. Later.
Thanks again for dinner, Mrs. Reeves. That was delicious.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, it was really great, Mom.
When did you say you're taking those SATs?
The 4th.
I'm going to help her study.
Yeah, he totally aced it 2 years ago.
The English part, but she'll crush the math, no problem.
Well, I remember being pretty good at math, if you want any help.
I'll be fine.
Okay, I just remember it being a lot harder than I expected.
Leave the kids be, Michelle.
Thanks, Aunt Kathy.
I'm here if you need me.
I've got it.
Okay.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. Drive careful.
I'll be right back.
All right.
Ashley and her boyfriend are outside.
What? I know that look in your eye. What is it?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Have you got a secret? Tell me. Spill it. What is it?
He pulls a small box from his pocket.
Your parents would freak if I got you an engagement ring.
He takes the ring out of the box.
But I want to spend the rest of my life with you, Ashley.
She eyes the ring he slips on her finger, a worried look on her face. She smiles at him. They kiss. She frowns and smiles. Inside, she joins her Aunt Kathy.
Here, let me help you.
Oh, thanks, hon.
Her aunt eyes the ring.
Something you want to tell me?
It's a promise ring.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just don't tell Mom and Dad.
Aunt Kathy pretends there's a lock on her lips.
I didn't realize things were getting so serious.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
A good surprise?
Ashley frowns.
I love Danny. I can't imagine my life without him. I just...
You're only 17.
Yeah, it's a really big step.
You two, always with your heads together.
Oh, I ate so much, I think I'm gonna pop.
Kathy gets up and her mom sits.
Oh man, I should have sent Danny home with some leftovers. We have a lot. How is he, by the way? I didn't really get a chance to talk to him.
He's fine.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new?
No, it's same old, same old.
I'm gonna go put these away.
Leftover food containers. Alone at the table, Ashley stares at the ring. Present-day Ashley is in a hospital bed. The doctor.
We're doing everything we can, but there's still no perceptible response to outside stimuli. Ashley remains in a persistent vegetative state.
Her mom tears up.
What does that mean?
We don't know if she will ever wake up.
Her dad stares at her mom. A tear rolls down Ashley's cheek. Flashback. Ashley's in class. A teacher distributes documents. Her test reads 90%. Excellent. She looks at other students talking behind her. She picks up her phone. It's a text from Danny saying hi, with a smiley face. She texts back, "How's work?" Ashley and Danny walk with another woman.
So I went up to him after class and I was like, "Why didn't you say anything?" And he was like, "Boys will be boys."
Hey, Sam.
Oh.
A man's at a burger truck.
Oh, hey, Danny. How's it going? I didn't see your tryouts.
Yeah, I'm pretty bummed I won't be able to make softball this year.
Oh my God, Ashley. It's Sam Shelton.
And you guys know each other?
He coached our basketball in grade school. All the girls had a crush on you.
I remember you.
Yeah, you didn't put me on your team.
Sorry. So what are you up to now? You must be what? Juniors? Seniors?
Juniors.
At Bellevue West, right?
I am, but...
Yeah, I'm stuck at Douglas Creek High.
Stuck?
They changed the district boundaries and made me transfer away from all of my friends.
That's rough.
Yeah, tell me about it. We miss her. Are you still teaching?
PE and driver's ed at Freeburg High. Still coaching softball, too.
That's cool.
Are you still into basketball?
Yeah, when I get the chance.
Well, we meet up for hoops every Saturday at noon over at Millsad Park. You guys should swing by.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. You can count on it.
Well, maybe I'll see you next week.
Yeah, see ya.
Sam walks away. Sam's in a gym playing basketball with various people. Ashley and her boyfriend are there. Danny dribbles the ball but is thrown to the ground by Sam.
Wow, we're playing badminton or basketball?
Sam helps Danny up.
Oh my god, he's so hot. I'm just Sam.
Ashley pushes her friend away. Danny dribbles the ball at the free throw line.
Two free throws.
He shoots and scores.
Good shot.
He lines up again. Ashley pushes against Sam while they wait for the ball to drop.
Nice.
Danny scores.
It's good.
Ashley gets the ball. She shoots and scores a three-pointer. She and Danny high-five.
See? Should have put me on your team.
I don't know what I was thinking. You're really good.
Sam smiles. Ashley smiles back. In her hospital bed, present-day Ashley stirs. She flashes back. A man hitting the steering wheel. Forest trees. She opens her eyes wide. Leaves cover her face. Sitting in a chair beside her, her mom awakes.
Ashley! Ashley! Dr. Addison!
The doctor arrives.
Step back.
Ashley convulses.
She's seizing. Nurse! 3 milligrams of lorazepam. Thank you very much.
The doctor injects something in the IV. Ashley relaxes. Later, her mom sits beside her motionless body. Ashley's eyes are open. Her mom presses food in her mouth.
I know you're in there. You gotta let us know. Come on, baby, fight. If you can hear me, bite my finger. Bite my finger.
She gently places her finger against her daughter's mouth. Ashley bites.
I knew it. Mike! Mike, she can hear me.
What?
My finger. Baby, I'm right here.
Well, it's probably just a muscle spasm.
Kathy arrives.
She's trying to talk.
Oh. Ashley, I'm going to ask you some questions. And I want you to blink once for yes and twice for no. Do you understand?
Ashley blinks once.
Do you recognize the people in this room?
Ashley blinks once.
Okay. Do you know that you're in a hospital?
She blinks once.
Do you like broccoli?
She blinks twice.
She's conscious.
Quite frankly, I'm amazed. We need to get her into physical therapy right away. I know this is a big moment, but you all need to hear the truth. There will be things that Ashley will have to relearn. Eating, talking, using her hands. There will be things that she won't be able to do again. She may never walk again. She could need help for the rest of her life.
Ashley's eyes fill with water. Flashback. Ashley walks into an empty gym. Sam plays basketball by himself.
Now you're just showing up.
What, no Chloe or Danny?
Danny is working and Chloe is sick.
Well, none of my friends showed either.
Sam checks his phone. He walks away.
Is everything okay?
It's one of my students. He's been having some troubles at home.
Well, if you need to call him, I can just...
Oh, no, hang on. He just needs some quick advice.
Sam smiles and texts. Ashley sits beside him.
I'll call him later and see how it went.
That's nice of you.
That's why I love teaching. I have a chance to really help these kids. It's such a critical age. You're just trying to figure things out. One wrong choice. Listen, if you ever want to talk about something, anything, I'm happy to be in here for you.
They smile at each other.
Deal.
You know why I remembered you? It's because you're special. You stood out from everybody else. I knew you'd have a bright future ahead of you.
In her hospital bed, present-day Ashley cries. Ashley gets rolled down a hallway. Her parents are by her side. Her mom holds her hand. Her hands are in blue braces.
Right up here. Okay. It's your new room. Just be careful of the doorway. Okay, thank you.
The attendant rolls Ashley in. Her mom leans against the doorway.
Thank you. Oh, hey, Judah, thanks.
The attendant takes away the TV.
Thank you.
The nurse leaves. Ashley stares at her mom.
There we are. This is nice, right? It's a better room.
A woman enters with a wheelchair.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ashley. I'm Mia. I'm going to be your physical therapist.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm her mom.
Nice to meet you. Hey. These braces will help straighten out your hands and feet.
Mia puts braces around Ashley's feet.
I'm so sorry. This is going to hurt. All right.
Okay, deep breaths.
Mia pulls up on Ashley's foot. Ashley flashes back to leaves blowing in the dark.
I know.
It's okay. It's okay.
Your muscles have been clenched for so long, that's why it's so painful. But we need to get your limbs back in proper position so we can retrain your muscles and get everything working again.
I know.
It's okay, Annie. I'm here.
Later, a man stands over Ashley's bed.
Hi, Ashley. I'm Detective Steve Johnson from the Sheriff's Office. I just want to ask you a few questions, okay?
One blank, that means yes.
Do you understand that you're injured?
Ashley blinks once.
Do you remember what happened?
Ashley blinks twice.
Do you recall anything at all about how you got hurt?
She looks down and sees the badge on the sheriff's pants. She flashes back to a badge in the dark. She shakes her head.
You know what? I think that's enough for one day. And then we try this another time.
Ashley, hey, you're a very, very brave girl. I'm gonna leave you alone now.
Detective Johnson walks away. Ashley's mom covers her with a blanket.
You need your rest, okay? Just rest.
In a car, Ashley has her head out the window and smiles. She drives by trees. In present day, Mia's by Ashley's bed.
Okay, we're gonna work on fine motor skills.
She removes the brace from Ashley's hands.
All right. Okay.
Ashley's fingers are in a claw-shaped position.
I know. Much better, huh? There. Remember your breathing, okay? Good posture. Deep breath through the nose, then out through the mouth. Good. I want you to give the ball a little squeeze.
She spreads out Ashley's fingers and places a ball in her palm.
Don't think too much about trying to squeeze the ball. Just see if you could bring your fingers close together as tight as you can.
Ashley slowly brings her fingers in. She grimaces in pain.
It's gotta be so frustrating. Just blinking yes and no.
Ashley blinks once. Mia brings out magnetic letters.
This letter board will help you communicate a little more.
Ashley raises her hand and knocks the letters over. She flashes back to being in a house with kids running around.
Whoa, what in the world?
Teresa called in sick.
All right, you. I'm Kathy's niece. My name is Ashley. What's yours?
Jacob.
Jacob, what a big voice you have, Jacob. So, things seem a little too crazy in here right now, but tell you what, if we calm down just a little bit, I'll read you and your friends a story. And you will get to choose the book.
I get to pick?
Mm-hmm.
Jacob hands her a book.
Whoa, this is a good one. Can you be a big help and take me to your friends?
Jacob takes her hand. Aunt Kathy smiles. Later, Aunt Kathy joins Ashley on the couch.
You were a lifesaver today.
I'm glad I could help.
Can I hire you?
I had fun. They were really, really sweet kids.
Oh, you're so great with them. Seriously, do you want to come work with me this summer?
Really?
Mia picks up the letters.
You can't expect to hold a letter just yet, but we'll get there. What I'd like you to do is point to a letter, and I'll help you put them in place so you can tell me what you were trying to say.
Ashley nods. Mia holds her hand, then pulls down a W. Mm-hmm.
W. A. T. You want some water? Okay. I'll be right back. Okay, we're going to practice swallowing.
Later, her mom's in the room. Mia holds a sippy cup.
Are you sure this is safe?
Yes. I've added some thickener to the water, which gives it the consistency of nectar. We don't want you to choke. I know you haven't had a sip of water in weeks, but fair warning, this is probably going to taste awful. Okay.
She brings the cup to Ashley's lips.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay. Just rest a second.
Ashley nods at her mother.
You want to try again?
Ashley nods.
Okay. Take it a little slower this time.
She brings the cup to her lips.
Good. Your first words. Good job.
I'm so proud of you. Good job, honey.
Ashley smiles. Ashley's mom is in a classroom. A man approaches with teddy bears in a box.
A number of staff and students wanted to send cards. And I wanted to show you the flyer for the 5K fundraiser. The school district sponsoring, and we've got a great team handling the publicity. All proceeds will go towards Ashley's medical bills.
It's titled Run for Ashley.
This is also incredibly generous of you. Thank you.
It's the least we could do. I think we'll get a pretty good crowd.
Insurance isn't covering most of her rehab, so this will really help.
We're all pulling for Ashley.
Thanks.
Ashley's mom walks away. Later, she combs Ashley's hair while Ashley sits on the side of her bed.
You've always had such pretty hair. I could braid it if you want me to.
Ashley tears up.
My sweetheart. Why? What happened to me? The cops and the tea. Why? You were attacked. Left in the woods. It's been all over the news, so we had the TVs taken out. You don't need to see those stories. You just need to focus on getting better. Who? Sweetheart. Who did this to me?
Her mom tears up.
Sam Shelton.
Ashley's eyes fill with tears. In the hospital, Detective Johnson walks past reporters.
What has Ashley said about Sam Shelton?
How long will she be in the hospital?
Sir!
He's in Ashley's room with her mom.
Any comment?
You're wrong.
She looks up at him from her wheelchair.
Sam wouldn't do this to me.
Behind her, her mother shuts her eyes and crosses her arms.
He's my friend.
Sam led us to you.
He nods.
I was hoping you could recall what happened here the day you were attacked. Sam's saying it was an accident, which makes no sense to us considering the circumstances and where we found you.
I remember. Okay, you know what? Let's give her some time.
Of course. Thank you.
He leaves.
Are those people here for me? Big story, you and Sam. Sheriff told us that during his interrogation, Sam claims that you two had a sexual relationship. Is that true, Ashley?
Ashley looks down.
Yes.
What happened? Why didn't you come to me?
Yeah, but you've had other boyfriends.
Flashback to Ashley sitting on a car hood with Sam.
Really?
Then he's your first? Hey, we're just two friends keeping it real. There's no judgment, okay? So you're having doubts?
I love Danny.
Are you ready to decide forever? Look, Danny is a nice guy, but don't feel like you have to rush into anything. You got your whole life ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Present day.
I could have helped you. I would have known that there was something off about a teacher who wants to be friends with a teenage girl.
He is my friend.
No. No, he is not your friend. The night you disappeared, I talked to Sam. When you didn't come home, we called everybody, Danny, Chloe, Aunt Kathy. We went through your cell phone records, and one number kept coming up over and over, and I didn't recognize it, so I called it. Sam answered. He lied to me. He told me he hadn't seen you. He said, I'm sure she's fine, ma'am. He was out dancing. You went on a date hours after he attacked you and left you to die in the woods.
Ashley's eyes are filled with tears. Ashley's parents are in the courthouse.
How do you plead?
Sam and his lawyers stand. Sam.
Your Honor, not guilty. This is all a big mistake.
They sit. Ashley's mom shakes her head. Reporters surround Sam's lawyer outside the courtroom.
This was an accident. We want people to know that we will fight this. Mr. Shelton is innocent of the charges that have been brought against him.
Her parents step out of the courtroom.
Mrs. Reeves. Are things getting back to normal for your family?
A reporter holds a mic.
There isn't very much normal in our lives anymore.
She and her husband walk away. In her hospital room, Ashley's in her wheelchair. Danny stands in the doorway. He smiles at her.
Hey.
Hey. Got your laptop and brought your favorite DVDs.
Thank you.
He kisses her cheek.
Hey, check this out.
She moves from her wheelchair to her bed. She grins.
Not flopping like a beach whale anymore. I'm starting solid foods, too.
He sits beside her.
Oh, yeah, I've eaten cheeseburgers in no time.
I would kill for chili cheese melt.
He hands her her laptop case. Her fingers curl in as she fidgets with the zipper.
Ashley, here, let me help.
No, I got it.
She gives up. Danny undoes the zipper for her and pulls out the laptop.
Thanks. Don't be sad.
He tears up.
I'm not sad.
She looks up, teary-eyed.
About Sam.
He looks down and shakes his head. He pinches his lips.
The only thing that matters right now, Ashley, is that you feel better and you get better.
I don't understand why it happened.
Tears roll down her cheeks.
Baby, I was pushing you too hard.
She takes his hand. He holds it.
This is not your fault, Danny. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
A photo of Ashley's dad by a baby carriage is on a table. A scrunchie, a brush, and nail polish. Cards read, "Sorry to hear you're sick. Hope you get well. I miss you, Ashley." Mia's near Ashley, who stares ahead.
Come on, Ashley. You don't want to fall behind.
To get better?
What if this is it?
She turns to Mia.
You can't promise that... that I'll get better. Can you?
You suffered a traumatic brain injury.
How?
Her mom's in the doorway.
What did Sam do to me?
Ashley looks at her mother. Her mother smiles and enters.
He strangled you.
Ashley frowns.
Why? My body's broken and I just want my life back.
She falls into her mom's arms. Later with Mia, as she tries to stand from her wheelchair, her mom and Detective Johnson look on.
Come on, you can do it. Strong, baby. Up.
Mia hangs on to her.
Come on.
Okay. Ashley sits back down.
Maybe we should just take a little break. Of course.
Mia walks past Detective Johnson.
Hey. Any memories from the day of the attack?
I have nightmares. Just little flashes. None of it makes sense, though.
So, Sam is trying to get his confession thrown out.
Can he do that?
We did everything by the book. But he's hired a high-priced lawyer, and the guy's a shark. So I'll look for any legal loophole. That's why we need you.
He looks at Ashley.
Anything you can remember. Anything at all, no matter how small. Even if it doesn't feel important. Tell us. It could make all the difference.
Nighttime. Ashley's head shakes while she sleeps in bed. She flashes back. A dark forest. A flashlight.
Stop!
A hand smacking the steering wheel. Her hand reaches for dead leaves. A police badge leaning towards her. She wakes. Her mom reaches for her arm.
You're all right.
I don't want Sam to get away with this.
Her mom slowly shakes her head. Daytime in the physical therapy room. Ashley holds herself on parallel bars while Mia holds a harness tied to her waist. Ashley slowly takes a step. Her feet point inwards.
Let's take a break.
Ashley flashes back to being in the driver's seat sitting beside Sam.
You can't ever tell anybody, okay? If this gets out, I lose my job.
No. I want to go again.
Present-day Ashley gets a determined look on her face. In the courtroom, Sam's lawyer stands. Detective Johnson sits with her parents.
Your Honor, my client has close ties to the community. He's a well-loved teacher and a respected citizen of this town. He lives with his mother and is a big help to her. He is not a flight risk. We therefore ask that you reduce his bond so he can go home.
Michelle exchanges a glance with Detective Johnson. Outside the courtroom, she stares ahead. Sam steps out and is surrounded by reporters.
Our client has no comment at this time. Please respect his privacy. No, I'm sorry.
He turns and smirks at Michelle.
Come on.
Detective Johnson joins her.
How can he get away with what he did?
He'll be under house arrest.
He tried to murder my daughter.
I know. Hey. We're not giving up the fight. Okay.
She nods as her eyes fill with tears.
Hey.
Her husband hugs her.
We will get through this. Okay?
I'm just so scared for her. I'm scared for all of us.
I know.
Reporters surround Sam at his car.
Sam, do you have any comment on the case?
Sam, do you have anything to say to Ashley or her family?
What was the nature of your relationship?
He grins and walks past them.
How does it feel to be home?
What were you doing with Ashley Reeves that day?
Sam, are you guilty of these charges?
Sam said this was a mistake.
He smiles and enters his house. Later, he wears an ankle bracelet, sitting on his bed and typing on his computer. He takes out his phone. On his computer, he reads a message from Jenna, thinking about you.
Hey, Jenna.
He smiles.
What are you doing?
No, I can't talk about that. It's not what you think. Yeah, the truth will come out. I just got home. And you are the first person I called. You know why? Because you're special, Jenna. You stood out from everybody else.
He eyes himself in the mirror and smirks.
You want to come over?
Ashley's in her hospital bed with her mother sitting by her side. A woman knocks on the door.
Is it okay to come in?
Yeah, of course.
The two women hug.
Hi.
Oh. She hands Michelle a coffee.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ed sends his love. How is she?
She's doing PT twice a day. She's still so weak, though. We have a long road ahead.
How are you holding up?
I'm fine. I'll be fine.
Sweetie, you can be honest with me.
Some days I can barely keep it together. And where did I go wrong? How did this happen to my kid?
If there's anything I can do to help.
Michelle takes her hand.
This is good.
They never tell you how hard it's gonna be, being a parent.
No, they don't.
Like, where's the manual?
Right.
Ashley listens, eyes open.
Hey, don't blame yourself. Kids have a mind of their own. You can't watch them 24/7.
Two.
Later, she holds a tiny weight in both hands and brings it up to her chest.
Three. Four.
Her hands shake.
Five.
She sets the weights on the bed.
Ashley, come on.
No.
10 more reps, okay?
I'm tired.
Well, I'm tired too. Your dad's tired. We're all tired, Ashley. What were you thinking? Sleeping with your teacher. In what world is that okay?
I don't want to talk about that.
Well, that's too bad. We need to talk about it.
What good is that going to do?
When did you stop feeling like you could trust me?
I never felt that.
Then why didn't you say something? Anything?
Because I'm not a child.
You're my child. Let me be your mother.
I want to have my own life, Mom. You can't protect me from everything.
You know what? I was young once. like you, and I remember what it was like. I remember how confusing all the feelings were.
Mom, this is not about you. I made a mistake. And I am paying for that.
Her mom looks down.
You may have made a mistake. But you don't deserve this. Let's go again.
She hands Ashley the weights, who takes them. Later, Ashley slowly climbs stairs while holding on to parallel bars. Her legs tremble. Mia holds her with the harness.
I will walk at the fundraiser.
One step at a time.
Detective Johnson enters.
Hi. How's the confession going?
We haven't heard yet.
What if he does this to someone else?
There. That's good for today.
Ashley sits in her wheelchair.
There we go.
Detective Johnson stands before her and smiles.
I read somewhere that music is good for helping the brain heal.
He hands her a box.
Undoubt, Stockett and I, we all chipped in. We've got your back, Ashley.
I'll remember.
Mia wheels Ashley away. They approach two girls sitting on a hospital seat. One of the girls points at her.
That's the girl. I heard she had an abortion.
Ashley stares ahead. Later, she's in her hospital bed on her computer. She scans an internet forum. Messages read, Ashley ruined his life. I heard that she was obsessed with him. She's a slut. Ashley stares ahead. She slams the laptop closed. Daytime. Michelle wheels Ashley into her hospital room.
Please.
Honey, I just don't think you're quite ready.
I'm just so tired of this hospital. It's been 2 months.
I know, but you still need rehab every day.
Ashley transfers from her wheelchair to her bed.
I promise I'll do it. I work hard.
I know you do. And you've come so far, and I'm so proud of you. But you still need to get better.
I'll get better if I get out of here. I miss my house, and I miss my room, and I even miss that stupid crow squawking outside every morning. I need some kind of normal again. I'm coming home.
Ashley's in a vehicle with her mother and Aunt Kathy.
Mike?
What, there's more reporters? What are they doing here?
Don't worry about it, all right? Let's just not say anything, okay? No comment. All right.
Mr. Reeves, do you have any comments?
Okay, guys, look, can we get a bit of space here, please?
How is your family coping? Ashley,
I'm not coming out of the hospital.
Jenny helps Ashley out of the van. He picks her up in his arms and walks away from the reporters.
What was the nature of your relationship?
Ashley, how long did the relationship
Did your family know about the relationship with Sam?
Are you in love?
Some respect.
Mrs. Reeves, have you spoken with Sam Shelton?
Mr. Reeves, were you aware of your daughter's relationship with Sam?
Ashley, how long will you recover?
Mike slams the door.
Sweet home.
They enter her bedroom. Danny carries her to her bed.
All right, nice and easy.
All right, we'll give you guys some time.
Yeah.
Michelle and Mike leave.
How's it feel?
It feels different. But really good.
They look into each other's eyes.
It's Saturday. You should be going and doing something fun.
Ashley, I'm fine. Right here.
This isn't really fair to you, Danny. I hurt you. And my life is, it's so different now.
That shouldn't matter.
No, it does, though. It does. For both of us. And you know that's true.
Her hands trembling, she removes the ring from her ring finger and places it in Danny's palm. She closes his fingers around the ring. He places his hand around hers.
Love. I just need to find my own way forward.
She nods. Later, she's in a wheelchair at the dining room table with her mother. Her hands tremble as she holds a spoon. Her mom reaches in to help.
No, it's okay. I'm gonna try.
Her hands shake while she tries to bring food to her mouth but misses. She puts the spoon down in the bowl.
Here. Let me help you.
Michelle grabs the spoon. She brings it to Ashley's mouth.
Is it always going to be like this? We just have to keep trying. What is my life even going to be like? I don't know. But I've seen your progress every single day. Everything you fought back from.
She looks down at her wheelchair.
So in this chair.
Her mom strokes her arm.
We thought we lost you. Sorry. Am I gonna be able to work and have a family, just have a life of my own? He has taken so much from you. Don't let him take your dreams.
A banner over a street reads, Team Ashley, 5 kilometer fundraiser run for Ashley. Ashley's mom wheels her.
You want to try and walk?
You gonna do this?
Nearby, Danny and Chloe smile.
Stick up.
Ashley's mom and dad help her stand from her wheelchair. She trembles as she takes a few steps and they hold her up. Detective Johnson smiles and claps.
Now let's get you home. Okay.
Ashley nods.
Sit down. All right, good.
Pushing Ashley, the family walks past reporters. Daytime. In the physical therapy room, Ashley's on a treadmill. She flashes back. Dead leaves in the night. The moon in the dark sky, beyond the trees. A hand slamming the steering wheel. A part of a man's head walking through the bush. A man tossing leaves over her face. Present-day Ashley stares ahead as she walks. Ashley's mom is in the school hallway. The teacher approaches.
These are all her books.
Thank you.
You don't want her to lose a year.
No, we don't.
So how's she doing? She looked well at the fundraiser.
It's nice to have her home.
She must need a lot of care.
She does, yeah. I took a leave of absence from work.
This whole thing has been so unfortunate. We feel so bad for Ashley and your family.
I should go.
Look, just so you know, Sam's been with the school district for years. I know him well. It's just so hard to believe.
He squints.
I didn't think.
You didn't think what?
He comes from a good family. Sam's never been a problem.
She shakes her head.
Are you making excuses for him?
He stares at her. She turns and storms off. Ashley's parents are in the kitchen.
I feel like I just paid this.
Mike holds a bill. He opens an envelope.
Hey, Nance, come on in.
Hi.
Hi. I made something for the family.
Aren't you a sweetheart?
Nancy sits.
Yeah, I can't imagine the strain y'all are under.
Yeah, it's been rough.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd have some relief by now.
I don't know how much more of this we can take.
These things can just drag on forever, you know?
Yeah.
Ed and I were talking the other night. Maybe it's best for everyone if you just move on, you know?
No, I don't know.
Best for you and Ashley. And best for the Sheltons? Well, it's like Ed said, why ruin Sam's whole life over one bad moment? We may never really know what happened.
Unbelievable.
What happened is that man attacked our child and left her for dead. I think you should go, Nancy.
Mike stands and opens the door.
Okay.
Nancy leaves. Nighttime. Detective Johnson's with Ashley's parents.
Why is this taking so long?
Well, we're expecting a ruling this week. I think we'll have a sympathetic judge.
How could they not be sympathetic?
I hate to say it, but I see it all the time. Men get presented as boys when they're in trouble, but women should know better.
Who's the victim here?
Just have to trust the system will work, okay?
You're not going to believe this, but
a woman came to see me. Turns out Sam asked her daughter over to his house.
What?
There's nothing I can do. The girl's 18.
Ashley wheels in the room.
Ashley, Sam had a girl over in his house?
Yeah.
I want to see the photos of me in the woods.
That's not a good idea.
Stop trying to protect me. I need to understand what he did to me. It might help me remember.
Ashley's parents exchange a glance. Later, everyone's at the police station.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ashley looks at photos. They're photos of her, eyes open, lying in the dead leaves.
How long was I out there?
30 hours.
A picture shows ligature marks on her neck. Another shows her gnarled hand wearing Danny's ring. Her parents look down. Ashley closes the folder. They put it back on Detective Johnson's desk.
Detective Johnson? Oh, that's great news. Okay, thanks. Judge upheld the confession. The trial's going forward.
I want to testify.
You don't have to.
No, I do.
Sam's side is going to victim blame.
This is my hometown. People need to hear from me. To understand what he did. They need to see that I'm not the person they've made me out to be. That this isn't my fault. I survived this. I'm ready for whatever they throw my way.
Nighttime. Ashley's the passenger in Chloe's car.
What is it?
Chloe.
I've been wanting to ask you something. Gosh, it's hard to say. It's okay, you can go ahead and say it. I'm so confused about this whole thing with Sam. I guess I'm just trying to wrap my head around it, you know, since the whole thing happened. I mean, Sam's a great guy, right? And we all loved him. It's just not making any sense to me.
I know.
So your parents are gonna sue him? I mean, his family is really rich.
What?
Like,
no.
What were you doing with him?
He was just really nice and fun to hang out with, and he seemed so smart about life. I mean, yeah, of course, I thought he was cute, but we all did. I never thought we were anything more than friends.
I heard you went up to his room.
I'm not trying to excuse this, it just happened so fast.
Flashback.
Don't get me wrong, I like it here. I need an escape.
She's outside with Sam.
It's a couple times a month, I go to St. Louis, and I wrestle.
Yeah, I saw your pics online.
Oh, you looked me up, huh?
You have a lot of fans.
Yeah. You should get the hell out of town, too. You see what's out there in the world just waiting for you.
They sit at a park.
I love Millstadt. It's where I want to live and work and raise a family. Maybe I can do that with Danny. I don't know. I just want to figure that out for myself, I guess.
Oh, that's good for you.
Are you okay?
Yeah, my stomach hurts.
Sam.
I've got meds at home. Would you mind driving me?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
He stands, holding his stomach. She grabs her bag and follows him. They arrive at his house. In his house, she stands in the living room. He stands in the doorway and stares at her. He smiles as she turns towards him.
Are you feeling any better?
Much. Thanks.
This is such a big house.
It's for mom's. It's great for me, though. I don't have to pay rent. You can save up.
He stands near her.
Well...
Come on. I'll give you the grand tour.
He throws his jacket on a chair and walks out of the living room. She follows.
My mom's gone so much, I usually have the whole place to myself. I can do...
They head upstairs.
Whatever I want. That is where I play poker with the guys. And this is my bedroom.
He looks in her eyes. She stares ahead awkwardly.
I should probably go.
There's no place that you need to be.
He kisses her neck. She tries to push him away.
Sam, I can't do this.
Come on. You've been putting out the vibes to me ever since we saw each other. What did you expect was going to happen when you came upstairs with me?
He leans in towards her.
You're the one who wants this.
They kiss. He smiles and backs into his room. Present day, she's with Chloe.
I was just really confused. He was really nice to me. I thought we were just friends.
But you slept with him?
Where is Sam's responsibility in this?
But what did you do to Sam to make him do this to you?
Ashley cries and stares ahead. Daytime. Ashley's at the kitchen table with Aunt Kathy. She writes in a notebook. Her hand trembles.
I can't do this. How am I supposed to finish high school if I can't even write?
I know you have it in you. You know the kids at daycare still ask about you all the time.
Aunt Kathy smiles. Ashley returns to writing in her notebook. Her pencil shakes. Aunt Kathy looks at what she wrote.
Correct.
Nighttime. Detective Johnson's in his office. He shuts his laptop and grabs a small envelope. He pulls out a card. It's a thank you card. He opens it. It reads, "Thanks for the music. P.S. Thanks for my life. Ashley."
All units, be advised. We have a possible suicide attempt at 423 Pinewood Drive.
Detective Johnson grabs his walkie-talkie and heads out. He arrives at a house and walks past police cars.
Mr. Shelton?
Go to hell!
Tied to a stretcher, Sam struggles. On his chest is written in red, "Do not resuscitate."
Doesn't look like he's looking up to do any real harm.
The EMS hands Johnson a bag of pills.
Of course not.
He watches as Sam gets taken away to the ambulance.
Thankfully, Sam is on the mend. But he's been demonized.
News plays on TV.
He never meant to hurt this girl.
Ashley's dad jumps up.
We're concerned that we won't get a fair trial.
Her mom stares.
We want people to know that we will fight this. Mr. Shelton is innocent of the charges.
Ashley stares at the TV. Ashley.
He's just trying to get sympathy.
Michelle.
It won't work.
What if people feel bad for him? What if they're on the jury?
Listen to me. It
doesn't matter what stories they put out there or what lies Sam tries to tell. When you get on that stand and people hear you, they're finally gonna know the truth.
He's not the victim.
At physical therapy, Mia stands beside Ashley, who uses a walker. She slowly moves forward. She flashes back. A tree against a gray sky. Dead leaves in the dark.
I'm stalling out.
You're not.
Look at me. I haven't made any progress in weeks.
It's normal to hit a plateau.
I want to walk. I want to be able to stand on my own two feet.
You know I never made any promises. But I've been watching you for months now, and I can honestly say this. I believe you will.
Ashley stares at Mia. Later, she squeezes a red ball in her hand. She flashes back. A hand slams the steering wheel. The driver is Sam.
Get up!
She drops the red ball she holds. Her mom enters the room.
Ashley? You okay? I remember.
Later, she's home with her parents and Detective Johnson.
Just take your time, okay?
Her parents sit on both sides of her.
We were in a car, and he was yelling at me.
Do you remember what he was saying?
No. But I do remember feeling really bad. It was a mistake. And I wasn't happy. I was trying to get away from Sam.
Okay.
Later in the courthouse, Detective Johnson walks with a woman.
He got pissed and that's when he attacked her. It's a viable theory. Listen, she was trying to get away from this guy. Think about what that would do to his ego.
Ashley does physical therapy with Mia while her parents watch. She pushes a rolling walker.
She's tough. Just like her mom.
Her parents smile at each other.
She's got twice my fight.
Mike holds his wife. At Aunt Kathy's, Ashley pushes her walker.
What are you making with yours?
You don't even know.
Aunt Kathy sits with a girl.
Hey there.
Hey. Ashley grins.
Ashley!
Hi, Jacob.
He holds up his arms.
I'm sorry, I can't. But I can read you a book if you want.
He grabs a book.
You always pick the best books.
She smiles at him. She struggles to open the book.
What's wrong with your hands?
I got hurt. But it's okay. Some people are... They just have different challenges. What would you do if you saw someone who was a little bit different? Someone like me.
I'd help.
He smiles and takes her hand.
Let's go read it.
Aunt Kathy watches them go and smiles. At home, Sam's with his lawyer.
You hired me for a reason, okay? Listen to me now, all right? She is cooperating with the police. And she is going to tell them everything she remembers.
It was an accident.
His lawyer runs his hand through his hair.
You should have got this whole thing dismissed.
The lawyer sits across from Sam.
Sam, she's going to be a very powerful witness. Do you understand that?
Sam looks down. He runs his fingers over his eyes, then sits back. At home, Mike enters the kitchen.
I got it.
Michelle and Ashley sit at the table.
Hello. Hi, Detective Johnson.
He turns towards Michelle and Ashley. Michelle stands.
Okay. Yeah, okay, thanks for letting us know. Bye. Bye.
What?
What did he say?
Sam's taking a deal.
So, what, that means I can't testify?
Ashley frowns.
Look, it's over, kiddo. You know, maybe that's for the best.
No, no. It's just another way for him to get away with this. I want my life back, not to only be able to walk again, my whole life. I want people to know that I'm more than that girl who slept with her teacher. And they're not gonna know that unless I tell them. I can't have a life in Millstead unless people know the truth about what Sam did to me. I thought he was my friend. I want an apology.
She cries.
I need to face him.
Daytime. Ashley, her parents, Aunt Kathy, and Detective Johnson walk up a set of stairs. They're accompanied by two detectives. Ashley turns to her mom.
You got this.
Ashley nods. Ashley walks into the courthouse. A policeman holds reporters back.
Please rise.
People in the court stand. The judge sits.
Be seated.
Sam is brought in, shackled, and wearing an orange prison suit. He's brought to sit beside his lawyer. Michelle looks at her daughter.
Thanks.
Ashley looks away.
We are here today for the sentencing in court case number 2357.
The judge.
The People v. Samson Shelton. Mr. Shelton, you have pled guilty to one count of attempted first-degree murder. Do you wish to make a statement?
Ashley shuts her eyes. Sam shakes his head.
No, Your Honor.
Very well. The court is prepared to hear from Ms. Reeves.
Sam looks up, wide-eyed. Ashley stands and unfolds a page.
My name is Ashley Reeves. On April 27th, 2006, I was left in the woods. In the cold, in the dark, for 30 hours to die.
Sam blinks and looks down.
This was no accident. Sam Shelton tried to murder me.
Flashback.
Get the hell out of my car.
I don't know where to go. I'm not getting out of the car. I can't go anywhere.
He opens his door. Leaving the door open, he walks around the car.
Sam, just take me back to my car. I don't know where we are. What are you doing?
Get out!
No! No!
He drags her out of the car.
Stop! Stop!
He drags her away from the car. She struggles. He has his arm around her neck. He grimaces while he squeezes. She struggles. She stops moving and her eyes close. He holds her up.
Ashley! 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 Ashley!
He looks down at her. She's unconscious. He drags her through the woods. Later, his car drives through the woods.
I later learned that instead of taking me to the hospital, he drove me to Citizens Park. He carried me deep into the woods so no one would find me.
He dumped me on the ground,
and I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. I was completely at his mercy. And as I lay there, gravely wounded, unable to help myself, Sam took the belt from around his waist, put it around my neck, and started choking me. When I fought back with what little fight I had left, he took his foot and he put his full weight against my back. He choked me until I stopped moving.
He rolls her over in the dead leaves.
Sam, who I thought was my friend, buried me with leaves and with dirt and left me there, alone and broken, discarded like a piece of trash, dying. And then he went out dancing. I've struggled so hard this year. I had to relearn how to walk and how to talk and how to feed myself. I went from being a normal, healthy teenager to not being able to swim or ride a bike or play basketball. All things that I love to do and things that I may never be able to do again. I had to dig deep and fight to get my voice back in every way. I worked hard to be able to stand on my own two feet. And I had to face my own hometown, where some people thought that this was my fault.
Chloe tears up.
Why is it a different set of rules for men and women that boys will be boys and girls are just asking for it? I made a mistake, and I own that. But I didn't deserve this. Thank you to the St. Clair County Sheriffs for bringing Sam Shelton to justice. And thank you to my family for standing beside me, for everything. I hope that the next time a girl gets attacked, that she won't be blamed for it, and that the guy won't be excused. She deserves better. I deserved better. Sam Shelton did this, not me. I was just a normal girl, trying to find her way.
She looks in Sam's direction.
I could have been you.
Tears roll down her cheek. She swallows hard, then sits. Michelle wraps her arm around her. She hugs her daughter. Michelle turns and smiles at her dad, who smiles back. They touch foreheads. The judge stares at Ashley with a mix of gravity and sympathy. The courtroom aide doors open. Ashley walks out with her family and Aunt Kathy. Text on screen. Sam Shelton was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Danny, Chloe, and Mia clap. Ashley walks past Detective Johnson and his team. He smiles at her. Chloe hugs Ashley. Ashley smiles as Chloe steps back. Ashley smiles at Danny. Text on screen. Today, Ashley works as a caregiver and is raising her family in Illinois. Mia smiles at Ashley. Ashley nods her head and smiles. She walks ahead with her parents, grinning. She steps out of the courtroom. Rolling credits. Copyright 2021, Cineflix, Left 4 Dead, Inc., in association with Lifetime.